Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. With this election behind us and the global economic crisis as background, I have to ask, did we really learn anything? Is it going to be more of the same? Spend, spend, spend. Watch the debt pile up. What did we hear during the marathon campaign? House, Senate, and presidential candidates, they all sang from the same songbook. Don't worry, Joe the Plumber, I'll cut your taxes. 95% of you will get a tax cut, and I'll get the money from that rich 5%. Affordable health care's on the way. Now, you see, by promising to give away money, candidates are able to buy votes. But we can't afford it. We're living beyond our means now. The government can't. Individuals can't. Look at the soaring government debt. Credit card debt's also serious. Maybe the candidates should have told us to suck it up, tighten your belt. Well, the time has come for the politicians to tell us straight out, we need to raise the retirement age for Social Security to 70 years with an escalation clause. When President Roosevelt enacted Social Security, the life expectancy was 65 years. At that time, half the people didn't even live that long. Of course, that kept the cost down. And now we live to 78 and beyond, and the cost is increasing every year. Also, we need to put a lid on the escalating cost of Medicare and Medicaid. Universal health care is going to cost far more than is projected. 40% of our budget now is spent on Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Now, this economic crisis that the world is caught up in should serve as a wake-up call to all politicians. President Obama should be firm and insist on, number one, cutting unnecessary spending, number two, get control of entitlement programs, and number three, insist that other countries carry a bigger share of the military burden. We can't afford to do it all. It takes courage to look the voters in the eye and speak the truth. We tell our children, no, we can't afford it. Well, that's what the politicians should do. Next week, I'll talk about what President Barack Obama could mean for agriculture. And I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.